Byron Pirtle. Today's date is March 9th, 1975. The time is 6:35 p.m. I will be interviewing Mr. Hollis Townsend of Saginaw, Michigan. The topic to be discussed is the working and condition of a black man from 1927 through 1975. Could I have your name and date of birth?
Hollis Townsend, born February 6, 1899, Cleveland County, Arkansas.
When and how long have you been a resident of Saginaw, Michigan?
12th of May, 1927.
Where were you living at that time, and how was the living condition?
Now, you got it on? Mm-hmm. Well, I was living with my sister on 4th and Washington. And living condition was good at home.
Well, could you go on and give the living condition of that particular time?
Well, at that particular time, we didn't have very few places that we could stay. Couldn't stay at no hotels. Couldn't eat in the best restaurants. But somehow we made it all right, you know. But later on, it didn't get better. Because the majority of the working people was living in the bunk houses. They had a bunkhouse, and 80% of them lived there. Because there wasn't no colored people have no houses, just only a few. And most of their relatives have come and taken them places, and we just had to stay in a bunkhouse.
Mm-hmm. Well, how was the black treated at that particular time, living in the bunkhouse?
They was treated wonderfully, mm-hmm. because they didn't allow police was out there. They have their parties, the balls right on, but nobody, police didn't allow it.
Do you know the location of that bunkhouse? At that
10th and Washington. It's the parking lot now.
Mm-hmm. Where did you work?
I was there, the first 2 days I worked in the courtroom. I wasn't only paying 45 cents an hour, so I quit that job. Next day I went in the iron point. They was paying 55 cents an hour, providing you didn't get production. If you didn't get production, you got 55 cents an hour. But we was all on piecework.
When did you start work? And where were you working?
I was started the first 2 days in the coal room.
I mean the date. I mean, was this in May when you came?
It was in June. I came in May and went to work in June. And I started pouring iron the first day of July. And I stayed on that job until I retired.
Well, what was your working condition?
Well, the working condition was very bad because it didn't have all this good air. Working with dishes was bad for me because it was just sweeping the floor, molding a point on and a shaking out. That was all we really could do. And coal makers, all them bow coals was very odd and had a lot of colored on them because we got our job.
Is this working for General Motors? How long did you work there?
Around 37 years and 7 months. If I'd have worked to June, I'd have had it in 38, but I could quit February 1st.
Of what year?
1965.
Have things changed?
100%. 100% changed.
In what way?
Well, they got colored foremen, colored inspectors, colored watchmen, and used to My buddy got fired for getting in a cream with the old metal. And the man told him, said, that's a white man's job. And he fired him. But now, all the cream moves around. The color is much better.
When did you think this change come about?
Come through Roosevelt. When he told these companies to put the women to work, and black women's, that's when business picked up. Because the women ran out and got hired and stayed there until they retired. Colored foreman. When I retired in 65, I had a colored foreman. But before that time, it was awful, because I got it. Me and the gentleman phone was in good friends. He told me, he said, I pulled iron long enough. Now you go in the morning and get the second course. At that time, the course setters got $1.54 an hour, and the iron pullers got $1.53. And next morning, I went down there. He said, now you go down. We always, the iron pullers, they go in early, half an hour, to fix the ladles. So I went in half an hour earlier and fixed my ladles, and at 7 o'clock when the master button the line starts, well, I was there to set course. And every one of them walked off the job and shut the line down. I told him, I said, the gentleman foreman told me to come here and start setting course this morning. Well, they cursed the gentleman foreman. He wasn't there, but they just cursed him. He don't run this line, we run it. And they all walked off in the line. Shut it down, mash that button, shut the line down. Well, I said, well, I look like I'm going to get fired. I better go back down to my job. And here come the foreman, see what was the matter. And they pointed to me. And he come on down to me, he said, what's the matter? I said, well, you told me to come down. Yeah, that's right. He said, well, forget about him. He said, I'll get you a better job later on. It's okay. That was in 1942. So I went back to my job. And I stayed there for 3 years. 42. Yeah, stayed there on that same job. Three more years. And he come and got me, so in that evening, said, now in the morning, you take this line as a leader. And we're going to move this white man, Adolf, we're going to move him to another line. But they had got the agreement between this white man, who was the leader, and the foreman, and me. You know. Then they put him on another line, 1945, and I stayed there until I retired in 65.
Can I get a few comments from you as to why the working condition and the living condition is better today as of to back in 1927?
Sure. Well, the first thing, time has brought a change. You know, time has made a change. Now, the living condition is much better. I mean, as physically working and on these jobs, you know, all them jobs is nice. You know. When I quit at 65, I was getting $3.55 an hour. That same job made $6.95 an hour.
And how much did you start out with?
45 cents. I started 45 cents an hour. 1927. When I retired, I was getting pretty good money. I was getting more than the iron pullers. Or Lee always get a few nickels more. And I was getting $3.55 an hour. Yeah. And I got that overtime. But good. And work wasn't so hard because they gave more men.
Was the West Side always considered a resident for white only?
Right. Might be that away now, but it's better. If you've got the money, well, you can get in there. But they didn't like for you to walk through there. Ferris Brothers they wouldn't sell you nothing. And if you was dark, fur man, Ferris Brothers, right there inside. Well, I didn't know it until I went in there. And nobody come and waited on me. That was in 1928. Could stay in a Bancroft. What time have made a change? Got it chained up very nice now, you know. And if you know something at the foundry, you can get something. Man's gonna wire my house. He's electrician from the foundry, colored man. He went to Tuskegee and liked that stuff, and it was so good until Jill Motor hired the time he got here. 20-some years.
How was this area what was the crime issue at that particular time as of today?
It wasn't bad. Wasn't bad at all. We had the same thing we had then was dope. They had a little dope back in then, but nothing used it but old folks. No kids used it at all. There wasn't that many here, especially colored. But I know lots of colored men was used it, but they never got out of control, you know.
Mr. Townsend, at the particular time back in 1927, June, when you was hired for General Morrison, and I noticed you said that the men, they lived in bunk houses. Where were their wives?
They, few of them was at home. Where did they come from? The majority of them was floaters, what we call just traveling over the country, you know. He have a job and they go there. When the men did get straightened out, and the mayor of this town told them, the people to move out because we can't live over there, and y'all move and we can put these people here and they can get their families. They did that. Well, these guys was sent for their family, those that had families. Because if you worked 3 months, that railroad fare, it wouldn't cost you nothing. General Motor would pay your way here. Just send a man from here and go, one load went to Kansas City and brought a train load of people here. And if they stay 90 days, they get that free. They don't have to pay that man. Then they make any money. They send for the wives, and the mayor of this town told them to move so that we could have some place to live.
Who was the mayor at that particular time?
Towson. The mayor of town, Towson. It sounds like Townsend, but it's not sure. Well, he was the man that put the ball rolling. All down that way, my daughter's barbershop. Have you ever been by there?
What's that address?
Bobby Jean.
What's that address?
1216-something, North 6th Street. Well, all that was, white people had all of that in there. We didn't have nothing in there. Until later years, 2 or 3 years after the mayor had them to move, why they leave the pool halls and we take them over. That's right. Then we got to getting houses, and first thing you know, we was living nice. But it was quite a bit of predatory here. Was because that they wasn't used to being around people. My people, you know, and it was a little off, you know. But after we got stationed here, here and World War II come, 1942, from then on, why, everything's good shape. And the people got rich downtown from us, because whatever we wanted, we buy it. We wouldn't put it off and save this money for something. We'd go get it, you know. The stores out there on 6th Street, they went to getting all our food, collard greens, baked potatoes. They go stores, you know. Stand and get that stuff. Way to Kansas and get crates of rabbits in the fall of the year and bring it. And they buy them just as fast as you unwrap them, you know. Used to that. I know I was in a store way back in then and seen some collard greens. I didn't buy them, so the next spring, I'll raise some collard greens in my garden, you know. very first car that I bought was from this salesman, Reese, Michigan. And I had Collie Greenway's high ride back of your house there, you know, and he'd come out and look at them things and pull off some and start eating them raw. He says, "What is this?" I said, "That's collards." He said, "I've never heard of them, never seen them." I said, "Well, you just stick around. How you cook them?" Well, I had to tell him just how I cook them. And he wasn't supposed to even defrost it, you know. Well, he just didn't know. See, he just didn't know that, sure. But it wasn't long ago, everybody was eating collard greens and sack beef and baked potatoes. Start to bring in baked potatoes here. I heard of this. I was here. Go downtown, man. Oh, gosh, ain't no way in the world you find a sweet potato in the store. Collard greens. Green black-eyed peas. Oh, no, that come later. They go pretty sweet anyway. You know what we lack. We had everything of that you had down yonder. Then we got the rinse. Every while you kick your little spot, wasn't like it is now. You can raise it, nobody bothers. But it's 100% better. I never did want to live over my means. I never did want to be what I wasn't. So it just the life that I live now is just as pleasant as if I was a rich man. Because I don't know nothing about being rich. But I do want everything comfortable, you know. So I got to be pretty good. Feel awful bad. They go downtown, you know, they wait on you when the other people got waited on. And I didn't know why Ferris Brothers was so sad about that. You know, they didn't serve. You wasn't real bright complexion. But all that's changed. You know, it takes time to bring around a change, but when I come here, I was 28. That's been quite a change, and I'm 76 now. You know, it's a great change in that space of time. And it's going to get better. We got Jim Foreman at the phone. Black. But when I came back, shake out four iron molds, sweep the floor.
Could you explain what you mean about shake out, pull out, fold, iron?
Well, the molars makes this mold. And I told you a while ago that I want to set cores in here to make a block. You set a core that's made just like a block. It sets them in this mold. And that good job was just take them tongs and set it right over in there, you know. In this mold. Now the coat man, he'll close it up. And down a little further, a man will clamp it. So when you pour that iron in there, it won't bust out. Well, that was my job, to pour that iron in that block, make a block. It leaves me, he'll go around the curve, the man will break that spuge off. That's the hole that you put in there to pour the iron. And they got to have a little iron left in that to suck the cipher down in the block if it's a soft spots, you know, they didn't fill out. Well, this big cup. Well, they'd break it off and he'd go on down to the shakeout man. Now, the man would take a bar and turn that coat off from the mold and they'd shake it out. And thus, you could see a man. You just had to feel it for that dust years ago. Well, when the man hook up that mold, that block, hanging on over here at the conveyor, he goes on to the cleaning room. First stop at the knockout room, then it switch right back to the sandblast, and they'll sandblast it, get it all pretty, go on to the cleaning room where they would grind it down and load it in a boxcar. Now that shake out, that's an awful hard job. You got to shake that mold out with your hands. That used to be. Automatic, now it, when that gets to a certain spot, it pitches it over. Yeah, and in that mold, automatic. Raise it up there and you just stick them hooks in it and flip it off. That's now, that's automation now. And that same mold don't stop. See, it keeps right on around it. And when it gets to this mold, something that push it on the machine. When it push it on the machine, automatically lower it down, automatically fill it up with sand, and when it get it full of sand, it'll jolt it. Then the squeeze board come up and squeeze it so it'll be hard. You just standing there, you ain't done nothing. When it come down, it's the thing that'll shove it out the way and shove another door in there. It'll make $400. It used to make $65, $70. And it ain't but two men molding, a drag man and a coat man. And of course that's all automation. Or they put that coat together way over in the cleaning room on a conveyor. When they get that, this thing push right in this mold. Ain't nothing to it. It's easy. Make good money at it, too. You can make a whole lot of money. The lowest wages out there now is around $5 an hour. That's sweeping floors. Because I used to make more than my boss when I was paying me 55 cents an hour. I had to get more than my boss. See, that's all played out. I was talking to the foreman today. They take out so much money every 3 years, they get that grid big money now, you know. But you got to be a salary person to get it. Labor, hourly rate can't get that. You got to be salary people to get it now. You know, it's wonderful now. But I didn't have this, and I had the wrong, you know, and I couldn't get up in that. But I wouldn't mind now if I could go back to work. It's so nice. I've been learning something. You know, everything push button. Use the cubicle, throw it in there with your hand, and it ain't no more. It's a thing in that cubicle, watch that cubicle. When it gets down to a certain place, that same little thing will automation, and that truck's floating here to half down the block. That little eye will hit that thing. Here he come with a load and dump it in there. Now he do that till he fill it up. When it get to past the same place, it stops. Automation. You used to take your hand and throw it in there. But I can't. I admit I've had since I left. 10 years ago, last February, but I don't think I need to go out there. But I'm going sometime today. Got so much new things that happening. Make it so easy, you know. I just called a foreman on the first trip. He's in the barber shop today, and he's taking 110 men. You only got, since it's laid off, you only got 30. Only got 30. So next week they hired some more. They get 6 more Monday when they go back to work. But it used to be you have 110 men cleaning up that place shift, at night shift. And see, when I started out there, it was only 5 lines. 3 blocks, 2 heads. Now I think they runs up to about 36 lines now. Make everything in the cast iron that goes on a car. And that nodulous found over there, it makes all that hard stuff, you know, steel, you know. They used to pull the crankshaft and the driving shaft. Used to beat that out, get it hot and pam, pam, but they don't no more. They got a new way. They pull that stuff, and if you drop one of them crown shafts, it break up just like macaroni. But it's some of the best steel there is. Crown shafts, and it's just wonderful. And the cubicle, you'd have to get up there every weekend and clean them out and mud them. You don't do that anymore. That cubicle will shut out, and they just cut the button, and it stay right there until the next shift comes. And it's no mud inside. Water on the outside. I don't see how I could done it. They had it in there before I left. all that hot iron is right in this big thing, and it's right next to steel. But that water's blowing around that thing 90 miles an hour, you know, to keep it cool, keep it from melting. Every 2 weeks, 3 weeks, they'll knock one out and start another. But they don't be worried about dropping the computer over them. You know, just brains. That is so easy now to what it was, you know. When I was there, when a man fall out, I had to take his place. I was a leader. I'd have to take his place till I get somebody.
Because of the temperature?
That's right. It was hot. Ooh, boy, yeah. They had a fan as big as this wall here. Blow right on you. But now they got that air conditioner coming right down. And I used to stand on that guy, still got that authorized. I'm not sure where that cold air blowing me all day, you know. Hot, just hot, burning up. That cool air would kind of adulterate the heat, you know, but chill you up. I don't guess I'll ever go with you. I suffered many a day out there, many a day, but you do that or don't do nothing. And when I come here, I had a family, a wife and a daughter. '27, job was kind of scarce, you know, but main thing, you wasn't paying nothing. You wasn't getting nothing for your work, you know. But later on, got pretty good. I always a man who never throw in money, but you needed around the house too much, sure. But I got that pretty good. I got that. I just got to have a little, you know, so many know that retired long when I did, gang up, dead. Because they didn't take care of themselves on them old hard jobs. I used to work 12 hours a day, go to work 6 in the morning, get off at 6 in the evening. They didn't have no night shift, just one shift. When they feel like, you blow, we got to stay there till we emptied. Way back in the day, 12 hours a day. That helps.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Thompson.
You're welcome, Miss. Now, if you want anything else, just cut it off there and we can start again.